Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Zodiac Academy 2, Ruthless Fae, authored by Caroline Peckham, plunges readers back into the vividly imagined world of Solaria, where the fate of the heirs to the Zodiac throne hangs in the balance. This sequel to the electrifying series continues to weave the intricate lives of its characters through danger, betrayal, and the relentless quest for power. As the twin sisters, Tori and Darcy Vega, navigate the treacherous waters of the Zodiac Academy, they are faced with the undeniable power of the Fae and the ruthless challenges that lie ahead. Against a backdrop of elemental magic, celestial forces, and the complex dynamics of the Academy, Zodiac Academy 2 delves deeper into the heart of conflict, loyalty, and the strength found in unexpected alliances. Peckham's skillful storytelling and richly developed characters ensure that readers are drawn into a world where every choice can tip the balance between survival and destruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of elemental magic, Zodiac Academy 2. Ruthless Fae showcases the intricate system of elemental magic that forms the backbone of the series. Each character is bound to an astrological sign, granting them unique powers that correspond with the elements of fire, water, air, and earth. This elemental magic is not merely a trait, but a deep well of power that shapes the identity, abilities, and fate of the characters. The exploration of these powers and the way they interact with the political and personal ambitions within the Academy provides a thrilling dimension to the storyline. Elemental magic in this context is not just a tool, but a complex language through which alliances are formed. Rivalries are stoked, and battles are waged. The nuanced understanding of elemental magic, its limitations, and the cost of wielding such power adds layers of tension and intrigue, keeping readers engrossed. Secondly, the complexity of Fae politics. In the world of Zodiac Academy, the Fae are not just mythical beings of lore, but pivotal players in the power dynamics of Solaria. The politics among the Fae and between the Fae and other creatures are fraught with alliances, betrayals, and schemes. Ruthless Fae dives deep into the intricacies of Fae politics, revealing the depths of cunning and ambition that drive the societal structure of the magical world. The power struggles extend beyond personal vendettas to encompass the fate of the realm, making every political maneuver a critical play in the larger game for control. The detailed exploration of these politics not only enriches the world-building, but also mirrors real-world political and power dynamics, adding a layer of relatability to the fantastical narrative. Through the lens of Fae politics, readers are invited to examine themes of power, corruption, and the quest for dominance, making the storyline resonant and compelling. Thirdly, the bonds of sisterhood. One of the most poignant elements of Zodiac Academy 2 is the evolving relationship between Tori and Darcy Vega. Thrust into a world where they are both outcasts and potential saviors, the sisters must navigate their new reality while clinging to the bond that ties them together. Their relationship is tested by the brutal challenges of the Academy, the seduction of power and the allure of love. Yet it's this bond of sisterhood that forms the emotional core of the story. As they face unimaginable trials, the sisters learn that their greatest strength lies in each other. This theme speaks volumes about the power of familial bonds, loyalty, and the sacrifices we are willing to make for those we love. It also contrasts sharply with the often treacherous and self-serving relationships that populate the world of Solaria, making the Vega twins' connection a beacon of sincerity and hope. Fourthly, the role of destiny and free will. A central theme in Ruthless Fae is the tension between destiny and free will. The characters are confronted with prophecies, lineage, and expectations that seem to map out their paths. Yet, as the story unfolds, it becomes clear that the choices they make and the allegiances they form play an equally crucial role in determining their fates. This struggle between the inevitable and the mutable challenges the characters to reassess their beliefs about power, responsibility, and identity. It raises compelling questions about how much of our lives are predetermined by our heritage and how much we can alter through our actions. The exploration of this theme adds depth to the narrative, encouraging readers to ponder their own lives' balance between destiny and the choices they make. Lastly, the evolution of power and identity. Throughout Zodiac Academy 2, characters undergo significant transformations as they come to terms with the Sa'at Armu'ed, their powers, responsibilities, and desires. This evolution is not just a matter of acquiring strength, but of deep introspection and sometimes painful growth. The story adeptly illustrates how power can both elevate and corrupt, offering a nuanced perspective on the responsibilities that come with great strength. The journey of self-discovery that Tori and Darcy, along with their peers, embark on is a compelling narrative of identity formation against the backdrop of extraordinary circumstances. As they struggle to define themselves and their places in the world, the theme of personal evolution is a reminder of the ongoing nature of self-discovery and the complex interplay between power and identity. In conclusion, Zodiac Academy 2. Ruthless Fae is a must-read for fans of fantasy who are drawn to intricately built worlds, complex character dynamics, and the eternal struggle between power and morality. Caroline Peckham has crafted a sequel that not only advances the overarching narrative, but deepens our understanding of the characters and the world they inhabit. This book is particularly suited for readers who appreciate themes of destiny versus free will, the nuances of political intrigue, and the strength found in bonds of loyalty and love. It skillfully combines action, emotion, and moral quandaries, making it an engaging read that can inspire reflections on power, identity, and the choices that define us. Zodiac Academy 2 offers valuable insights into resilience, the importance of standing up for what is right, and the power of unity, making it a worthwhile addition to the personal library of any reader looking to be lost in a world of magic, mystery, and the strength of the human and fae spirit. If you would like to support Caroline Peckham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.